problems accepting payments. Some customers were asked to place orders outside using the app. The Chancellor claims difficult decisions are paying off, with inflation dropping to its lowest level in 2 years. The rate at which prices are rising fell to 3.4% last month. Rents have gone up compared to last year, and so has fuel. But food costs haven't really moved when they were racing up 12 months ago. Labour's Jonathan Reynolds thinks there's still some way to go.
They're still worse off, that their prices are still rising, that the tax burden is still high. If you're renewing your fixed rate mortgage, you're still be paying a lot more, almost certainly, than you were in the past.
It's claimed staff at the hospital where the Princess of Wales had surgery have tried to access her private medical records. The Mirror says an investigation's underway at the London clinic. All Kensington Palace has said is that Kate had a procedure on her abdomen, and that's led to conspiracy theories and controversy over photos being edited. But the royals hope continuing their work will restore credibility. Campaigner Kwejo Twenaboa was glad to see the prince at an anti-homelessness event yesterday.
Having someone like Prince William support this campaign and want to deliver it and end homelessness, I think, is absolutely huge.
Scientists have been able to remove all traces of HIV from cells in a lab with technology which won a Nobel Prize. It allows unwanted genes to be taken out. More than one in five police officers plan to resign in the next 2 years. 85% say they aren't fairly paid. And retail tycoon Mike Ashley is to advise Hornby after he built up a stake in the model train business. The firm says there won't be any payment to him for his consultancy services. Shareholders will hope the move can help spark a financial turnaround. That's the latest. I'm Fader Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's looking a little bit grim outside. 16 degrees, light rain showers and light winds, it's saying here. But I think it should be dry from about now right the way through. It's I think you might have had possibly a bit of rain this morning, but it should be dry for the rest of the day, and you might get a little bit of sunshine around about 12 o'clock, peeking through the clouds. Then it'll be cloudy again for the rest of the day. And tomorrow, looking more or less the same. Grim.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A nice sunny introduction. You've got me for the next 3 hours. It's Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch here on Phoenix FM. Thanks to Mike for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. It's Wednesday, just in case you didn't know. We're halfway through the week. The weekend is coming up, looming upon us. What have you got planned? I'm looking to see some live music over the weekend. Possibly not Friday, because I might be in London on Friday. I don't know yet. But, because it's a long old trek into London. And I'm old. but we'll see. Anyway, I'm trying to keep my fingers crossed to be all right for Wednesday. I feel very tired. I'm still not sleeping properly. Really not sleeping properly at all. I think I had some sleep last night. I did do quite well. The night before, I was awake till 4 o'clock in the morning. It's just one of those. I don't know what it. You know, maybe I need to do a bit of exercise. But I actually sold the exercise bike yesterday because it had been in the lounge for 2 years. I tried it again the other day. Got on it and I was like, nah. And other than that, I've been hanging my washing on it. If you've got an exercise bike, you'll probably, that's what you do. You have all the intentions. Have it in the front room. Then when I'm watching telly, I can cycle away and watch telly. I'm like, no, I didn't do any of that. So I gave it to, somebody bought it. So it's gone. Now I'm looking at some other things I want to get rid of. I've got a beautiful lantern. Not saying you should, you know. I just thought it's lovely, but I don't use it. What am I using it for? It's just a prop. You know, sometimes in your house you have things that you go, that's nice. You think, what's its purpose? It's a lantern. Am I back in the 1900s? I mean, what's going on? Do I walk down the road with a candle and a lantern? I don't do that. I did say, I was messaging somebody today, and I won't say who it is, but they listen to the show. They're a music friend of mine. and they organise quite a lot of stuff anyway. But I sent them this. I was moaning about something to do with music, and I said I wouldn't mind if I sounded like a cat on heat choking on a furball. And then after I typed it, I started laughing, and it sort of took the edge off my annoyance. Disappointment, shall we say. Oh, I'm going to say disappointment, not annoyance, it's disappointment. So, yeah, it's always the same. And then this morning I got in a really good track, which I wanted to play. And if you are sending music to me, that's great. What it was is a record company. So when you go and click on the socials, it takes you to the record company. I mean, they are with the small label. So you go, well, where are the socials for the band? I want to see the socials for the band so I can tag them in. So they've made it difficult that I've got to then go and find them across all the socials. And in the end, I thought, you know what? I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Send me the proper information. A lot of the times I will sit there and go, actually, I'll search for their socials. So it might be their first release and they don't know you've got to send like a WAV file or an MP3 and then maybe a picture. They might have a video link, but then you need their socials. You didn't tag them. The worst thing I think happens is I support a band or play at a band. I'm right on it this morning. And then you see a big mention for the BBC. And you think, well, I'm a fan of the BBC, who isn't? But the fact is, if you've been playing them out for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then they do a big thing about, oh, first play on BBC, it's like, I've been playing you out since you sent me the track, and you haven't shared or liked really any of the posts. You don't have to like all of them, just one would be nice. Yeah, that's my moan today. I'm right on it today, aren't I? Moaning Wednesday. Yeah. But you know what it's like when you do stuff, don't you? You might be like me and you go, I'm always trying to do stuff. And really, I should concentrate on my own stuff. But I'm not that way. Not that I'm an angel or anything. but you know what I mean? If you're that type of person, then you go, oh, yes. And you get excited about, oh, I could do this and that could help that person, blah, blah, blah. Music and all things. It's all normally to do with music and things and connections. But yeah, I like to have a moan. I like to tell you, I like to share my moaning stories with you because I know you don't tell anyone and you won't think badly of me. Or maybe you will. A lovely memory came up actually when I was in the kitchen getting my coffee on my phone of my mum, and she was talking about fashion, and isn't it great that everybody can walk around and they can all wear what they want, all different sizes, all different people. It was a really, really lovely little video. I'm so lucky I've got so many videos of my mum. Now, I've got a question of the day, which I have. It's about social media and the social media platforms. So what social media platform do you dislike the most and why? Now, if I ask this on Facebook, are you a Facebook-only person? I didn't actually type that, but are you a Facebook-only? Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So you can let me know what you think. TikTok, I mean, a lot of people don't like TikTok. I love it. It's addictive, though. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, I've got them all. I've literally just gone on to Snapchat. I think I had an account years ago, but I never used it. But you can do reels and things on there. And I'm on Threads as well. I don't know, what am I with Threads? Don't hear much about that, do you? I don't bother. I mean, but you put different content on different things, hoping to capture a different audience. Capture. Come here, look at what I am putting out. It's really difficult. Everything, I mean, I've tried loads of different stuff. The live videos where I'm doing live singing, they work quite well. Days of the week work quite well. But it's just so hard to get your little niche market. Oh, I was happy for a second. I've gone back to my own again. I better play some music. Maybe I just need to feel loved.
Could you be love? just enough. We got all the love we need.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe and I don't wanna hide, but I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I've kind of stopped moaning now. It's Wednesday. I've done it again. It is Wednesday, isn't it? I must put my headphones. Do you know what I do? I constantly take these headphones off. On, off, on, off. I don't leave them on my ears. I don't know why. Maybe because they're not that comfortable. I broke my headphones, didn't I, about a year ago. I need to get another pair because they were really comfy, quite heavy. What I did is I stood up with the headphones on and then sort of did a little bit of a trip and ripped the lead out, which damaged the headphones. And then also I damaged the desk because it sheared off the adapter into the desk. And I kind of went, oh. Then I rung Tony, who does Sunday lunch, because he does tech as well. I was like, I rung him and I said, something's happened. I've made a terrible mistake. And he went, no, it's all right, Em, I'll come in and sort it. And he managed to get the sheared off adapter out where I plugged in my headphones. But I laughed as I felt it. You know when you do a slow motion fall, and it was kind of just staggering about. I don't know what I was doing. I think it was when I was wearing my platform trainers. See, I don't wear heels, platform trainers. Oh, I tell you what I did do this morning, which I thought was really very kind of me. I was getting in the car, and there's loads of snails. With one on the front door, I was like, it makes me feel ill. Anyway, there's loads of snails around. And I know they can be really bad for you, like your plants and stuff, but I don't like killing stuff. And I looked down as I was going out towards the car, and I went, oh, it's a snail. And it was right where my tyre was going to be. Like I could have hit it, because they're tiny, you know. So what I did, I bent down, I picked it up, put it on the grass. Isn't that kind? And I came in here and I washed my hands. I was like, get that off. I was driving along, thought, don't touch your face with that hand. But I put the snail there because I thought, I can't. I mean, the amount of times I've gone up to the front door and I've gone crunch and I've gone, what's that under my foot? And I was like, oh, no. But I don't deliberately, there's a spider that I killed, I told you, about 3 years ago. Maybe 2 years ago. I had to kill it with a book because it was massive and I had nobody to get the spider. And I can't bear it. It makes me feel, I feel really horrible. You know, inside, I get if I see a big spider. Little spiders I can cope with. I've actually now got a spider catcher. I prepared myself and it's a long handled thing. It arrived the other day and it's got prongs on it. And when you press it, the prongs open and you can catch the spider and they close around it without harming it. And then you can get it out in the garden. Big spiders, anything. But what I didn't realise is these people sent it with a fake spider in the box. So I got it out and was messing about with it. And then I tipped up the box and I shot about 10 foot in the air, but then I tried it on the fake spider. It's very easy, but they're better. They're easy because if you get it's nothing worse than seeing a big spider on the ceiling just before you go to bed. Even worse when they drop on your face. That was what happened to my friend. Woke up, it was on her face. Oh,
my love. My lover, lover, lover. I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind. My mind. My mind. Well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on. Well, I will ride on down the road. I will find you. I will hold you. I'll be there. It's long. Well, it's a mighty long road. But I'll find you. I will hold you and I'll be there.
I know you heard it from those other boys. But this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. Other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. It's a feels of paradise running through your bloody veins. You know it's love heading your way. It's a feels of paradise running through your bloody veins. You know it's love heading your way.
My time. My time, well, it's a never ending helter skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom, heart, it's a beat, and it's a thumping, and I'm alive.
I know you've heard it from those other boys, but this time between it's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real, it's something that I feel. Running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way.
The Man with Grim Generation. Before that, we had George Ezra with Paradise. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Yeah. Oh, I didn't play my jingle.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
All right, let's have a look at the events and see what you can get up to. First off, let's have a little look here. We've got an open day on Friday the 22nd of March at the Community Open Day at the Chancery Centre at Chancery Way between 10 and 3pm, hosted by Billericay Town Council, with over 20 local groups will be in attendance to welcome and speak to members of the public about their work and offer any volunteering opportunities. So if it's something you fancy volunteering for, pop along. They've got the Photo Camera Club, Norseywood Society, Mill Meadow Society, you've got Mind, you've got Men's Shed, Billericay Cinema Club. So there's groups that you can go along to and become members, and also if you want to do some volunteering as well. It sounds great. There's loads and loads. Do check it out. It is this Friday, the 22nd of March.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now I think we better have my jingle.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch to Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch. Phoenix FM, local radio.
I do love that. I think that is superb. That is the same gentleman as...
I love local radio because it's radio.
and disloyal.
Which is brilliant. That is Amber. Thank you very much. Right, coming up next, we've got an original independent tune to play for you. This is Rogue Effects. Played him on the show quite a lot, actually, over the last couple of months. Brand new track with Maya Camara, who's got a great voice. This is called Big Time, and it's out now.
Oh,
the sky. There is no getting away, and we know, we both know why. And in the day and in the night, and in the day and in the night, and in the day and in the night, we'll always be together. We'll always be together. We'll always be together. We'll always be together. We'll always be together.
That is Summer Camp with Always. Before that, we had Rogue Effects with Maya Camera with Big Time. But I don't know why I said it like that, actually. I don't know why I did that, Big Time. I just fancy doing it, really. Lots of electro pop. I was listening to a track this morning by a band that is funk metal. That was really interesting. But it was the band that I couldn't find the details for, because the label had sent me the band, but none of their socials. It's really frustrating. If you are out there and you're in a band, you normally do something called like an EPK, which is an electronic press kit. You can put them together yourself. You can use templates and things. But basically, you've got to have MP3 WAV files, because you don't know what stations use which. Some of the smaller stations might only use WAV, or they might only use MP3s, but it's good to have them both there. Also, if you've got any video, that's wonderful, but you don't necessarily need it. Always need a picture so people can see who you are. And then just a little bit of blurb about you, but not too much. Maybe the lyrics of the song, you know, they're clean and they're daytime friendly. Nothing worse than playing a song and I get halfway through it and it's got beep, beep, beep all the way through. Well, not a beep, it's actually got the words. So you can't play it on daytimes. I can't believe people would send that stuff off to the BBC as well. With swear words, you can't play it. Yeah, all your socials, so you can click with the links to your socials very quickly. And that means if you do play out a song, which is what, you know, for me, I play stuff, I always want to tag the artist. Just makes it. But I do spend, I know I'm on this morning, but I do spend a lot of time tagging people. A lot of time tagging people. And it's very frustrating on your phone. I don't know if you use Instagram, but when you tag people on Instagram, or you go to tag them, it then shoots back down to the bottom of the Instagram page, and you go back. I don't know if there's any way to fix that, or it's something I'm doing, but every time I do it, I tag somebody, then it jumps down to the bottom of the text, and I have to go back up and then tag the next person. It jumps down the bottom of the page. Very annoying. I know, I can't help it. It's Wednesday, I'm telling you now, it's Wednesday. It's done something to me. If you're wondering what this music is in the background, it is the very talented Jay Mark, who I found on TikTok. He's got about 41,000 followers now, doing brilliantly. He does neo-soul. This is one of his, like, little tunes. Now, Crafty Cow Markets are hosting their Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair on Saturday the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall in Brentwood, offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery, soap jams, wax melts, crystal cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up some lovely handmade gifts that you won't find on the high street. They are supporting the Havens Hospice charity, and it's free entry and free parking between 10 and 4 p.m. Right, 10:43. Let's have, what should we have? Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Crowded House. They're back with a brand new track. This is called Oh Hi. If I press the play button, you'll hear it. I'm not pressing the play button. That was twice.
Having visions of a new dawn. the darkness with a light bulb.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Everyone's saying like happy hump Wednesday, Michelle. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what it. You kind of halfway through the week, aren't you? You're nearly getting to the weekend, and you know, I've got busy weekend this weekend and next weekend. I'm quite looking forward to it, but I'm just I've not got the hump. I'm normally really cheerful. You know, I'm normally cheerful on the radio. This is it. I try and be cheerful and happy because life's very short. I'm short, 5'1". The way I'm going at the moment, only 5'1" wide. I must stop eating. I've already had my loaf. Well, it was a low-fat Rice Krispie kind of thing. I just stuffed in my gob. It was quite nice, actually. I had that. I still feel I've got snail finger from picking up that snail earlier. I wonder if you get diseases from snails. Let me have a look. Do you get diseases from snails? You never know, do you, if you pick them up? Oh! Oh! Oh, no, it's a freshwater snail. That wasn't on my driveway. Can you get illnesses from snail? Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Oh. Snail-borne parasite diseases. Oh. Oh, no. All I picked it up. Do garden snails carry diseases to humans? Oh, rat lungworm. Oh, my God. What have I done? Oh. Oh, no. Is it okay to touch a snail? Snails can harbour parasites that can potentially infect people. Because of this, you should not only wash your hands before handling a snail to keep them safe, but afterwards to protect yourself. You should never kiss your snail or allow children to put them in their mouths. Why would you do that? That's a warning. That's seriously a warning. You should never kiss your snail or allow children to put them in their mouth. Mm. Well, I washed my hand when I got into the station. So it's too late. I didn't touch my face. Obviously, you can touch the steering wheel, though, didn't I? And my bag and stuff. Oh, no. It's too late now. If I'm going to get, what is it called? Harbour parasites. Parasites. I was only moving it out of the way so I didn't kill it. Here's Billy Brown. This is I Don't Want to See Your Face No More.
Before
is a great song by Billy Brown, and it is out. Is it out now, Billy? I think it is out now, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. Billy, if Billy's listening, he'll let me know. He'll let me know. If I have one cup of coffee, but go and get me another cup of coffee in a minute. I need another one. Very chatty today, aren't I? Very chatty. Yeah, I slept not too badly last night. The night before, I didn't fall asleep till 4 o'clock in the morning. Last night, not too bad. And I had a really good laugh yesterday because I went to Tuesday Club with Tony Smith, who does Sunday lunch here on a Sunday between 12 and 2. Then he's with Vicky Michelle from LOLO between 2 and 4. So check out both those shows. They're excellent. And I was with Bob Simpson, who's on today at 1 o'clock till 3 with... 1, 2, 3. And I was also with Scott Ross, who does Monday and Tuesdays with 1, 2, 3. And we laughed, really laughed. Scott Ross was telling some of his jokes, which are terrible, but we really treated us. So it was good. We all had a good old laugh yesterday. So it's nice to see the boys because we don't get together very often. And it's nice to sort of, you know, sit down and have a chat about radio, about, you know, life and all sorts of things. It's really nice. So we enjoyed that. And I got some little snacklets in the pub, actually. So we could have a little bit of nibbly things. And 10 quid, I got garlic bread, some chicken nibbles and some halloumi fries for 10 quid. And there was three of us and that fed three of us as well. 10 quid, good, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's a pub on the Ongar Road. I'm not going to say which one, but let's say it's named after an animal. Oh, is that dog outside again? Can you hear that? Is he trying to get in? Sounds like somebody's trying to get in the door. Oh my gosh. Can you hear that? Got some rabid dog outside trying to get in. Oh, lucky I've got an emergency door here. Hopefully I'm going to go and have a look outside in a minute. Where's it come from? I heard it the other day. I know somebody does some dog walking around here. I think it's a little yappy dog. I'll go and have a look in a minute. I'll let you know, shall I?
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
FM travel news.
Right, a quick look at the Rose View before we head up to the news. On to, first of all, the Brook Street roundabout. That's looking fine. A1023, no issues. Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy, but not too bad. You do have some roadworks on the A128 on Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Coasted Manor Road. Heading along the A12, that's up to Chelmsford. That's fine. You do have the road speed restrictions, actually, 40 mile an hour between Junction 13 and 16. That's ongoing. And there might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow. When I travelled there a couple of days ago, there was actually, you couldn't turn off at Chelmsford. You had to go down to the next turn off for Gallywood. That might still be the case. I can't actually see if that is on this particular screen. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and can't see any of the problems on the roads. More traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I like local radio because it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.